First World War Mascots, Animals at War, by Philippa Weary. War is no place for an animal. Or is it? You might be surprised to know that many animals took part in the First World War. Horses were used by the cavalry. They also pulled guns and supply wagons. Dogs were trained to look for wounded soldiers in no man's land. Cats caught rats in the trenches. Homing pigeons delivered messages. And donkeys carried water and supplies. Other animals went to war too, but not to work. They went as mascots. What is a mascot? A mascot is used to represent a group of people or a team. Often it's an animal or some kind of soft toy, such as a teddy bear. Some people even think that mascots bring good luck and help to achieve success. Why did soldiers have mascots? Many New Zealand troops had mascots. Dogs were always popular, but there were also birds, cats, donkeys, goats, and monkeys. The soldiers kept mascots for many reasons. A mascot was a symbol for the regiment. It was also a friend and companion, like a pet. It added humour and fun to everyday life. A mascot was good for morale because it cheered up the soldiers. Thousands of New Zealanders took part in the war. They were a long way from home and living in terrible conditions. A mascot gave them something positive to think about. It was a reminder of home and normal life. Many New Zealanders were killed and injured in the war. Some people probably hoped that their mascot would bring them good luck and keep them safe. Where did the mascots come from? Some soldiers had mascots while they were in New Zealand, and some had mascots when they were overseas. In New Zealand, many soldiers spent several months in training camps before going overseas to join the fighting. The camp at Featherston was home to a number of animals. They included a goat that followed the men around and a terrier that liked to listen to the brass band. In December 1915, a group of soldiers marched over the Rumataka Hill from the Featherston camp. They were on their way to the ships that would take them to Europe. The newspaper said that the men were as merry as boys out for a picnic. They sang all the way up the long, steep hill. The soldiers were led by their mascot, a playful puppy that had been practicing drill with them. Overseas. When soldiers were overseas, they often found or bought animals that they kept as mascots. Some New Zealand and Australian soldiers bought a small donkey as a mascot while they were on leave in Cairo, Egypt. Then they had to get it back to their camp outside the city. They tried to get on a tram, but the conductor did not want to take the donkey. The soldiers didn't want to leave her, so they paid the donkey's fare as well as their own. The Auckland Mounted Rifles had a Great Dane called Rona as a mascot. Some of the men met her at a train station in London. Rona was waiting with her owner on the same platform. She went over and made friends with the soldiers. The men liked her so much, and Rona seemed so happy with them that her owner handed Rona over to them on the spot. Pelorus Jack able sea dog. It wasn't only soldiers in the army who had mascots. Sailors in the navy had them too. Polaris Jack was a bulldog that lived on the ship HMS New Zealand. The dog was named after a famous dolphin that used to swim beside boats in the Marlborough Sounds. In fact, there were two dogs called Polaris Jack. The first one joined the ship as a puppy in 1913, before the war. He used to line up with the sailors every morning for the captain's inspection. During the war, he would stand on deck when there was fighting and bark at the exploding shells. When the first Polaris Jack died in an accident, he fell down a funnel, a second bulldog with the same name took his place. The second dog joined HMS New Zealand in 1916. He was on the ship during the Battle of Jutland, which was the largest naval battle of the war. Many ships were sunk, and nearly 10,000 men died. But Polaris Jack survived. After the war, the captain of HMS New Zealand gave Polaris Jack to the city of Auckland. You can still see two of his silver collars, one at the Auckland Museum and one at the Navy Museum in Devonport. What happened to the mascots? Not all the mascots survived the war. Some died during the fighting. A dog called Frida, the mascot of the New Zealand Rifle Brigade, has her own gravestone at Cannock Chase in England. Many mascots were left behind when the soldiers had to move on. Several animals were given to the Cairo Zoo when the troops left the city. Most of the mascots were not allowed to return to New Zealand after the war because of quarantine rules. However, some were probably brought back secretly. There are stories of soldiers hiding mascots under their clothing or in their luggage. Soldiers and animals had been through a lot together, and the soldiers couldn't bear to leave their animal friends behind. Glossary. Cavalry. Soldiers who fight on horses. Drill. Training and practice for battle. Morale. How good a person or group of people is feeling. No man's land. The area between the two armies facing each other in battle. Quarantine. When a person or animal is kept away from others for a period of time to help stop the spread of disease. Regiment. A unit of soldiers in the army. Tram. A passenger vehicle that is like a bus but runs on rails. Troops. Soldiers.